Three for three.
We ran three historical figures through the scalar flower instrument. No biography fed in, geometry only. Three times, the field found the exact shape their lives are actually known for. That is not a coincidence you get to wave away, and we're not going to pretend it might be. Here is the test plainly. Take a person's birth data, nothing else, no name attached in the computation, no story, no hint of who they became. Run it through an instrument that treats the 10 planets as 10 waves and measures how they interfere. See what comes out. Then only after look at the actual, well-documented life and ask, does this fit, or are we imagining it fits? We did that three times this week. Albert Einstein, Carl Jung, Abraham Lincoln, three people whose real lives are about as thoroughly documented as a human life can be, no room for vague, flattering guesswork to hide in. Three times the instrument's own synthesis, sentences it generates from the geometry, before any of us touch it, landed on the single most specific, defining fact of that person's actual life. This isn't three flattering horoscopes, it's three independent hits, and we can show you the numbers behind each one. What we're actually claiming, the geometry is real and reproducible. Anyone can rerun these birth times through the same public math and get the same numbers. The synthesis sentences are the instrument's own language model reading that geometry with no biography in its context. The fit to each person's real, documented life is what you're about to judge for yourself. We picked all three of these people ourselves, so this is not a blind trial, it's an honest report of what came back when we looked. Three is a real result, it is not yet a proven rate. Einstein, the outlier that shows up twice. Conventional astrology's version first, the version most people have actually met. Einstein was a Pisces sun. The standard keyword list, intuitive, dreamy, compassionate, artistic, escapist, imaginative. Broadly flattering, broadly generic, is the description on a million calendar horoscopes, true of roughly 1/12 of everyone born, and it says nothing about a mind that spent decades in structural disagreement with the physics establishment. What the instrument said with no name attached, hub 5.464 70th percentile, breath 0.262 58.8 percentile, counterline Uranus minus 0.892, the written reading synthesis, a structured mind guarded by its own doubt. Working from geometry alone, the instrument found Mercury, the faculty of mind, folded most protectively into the center of the field, with self, mind, and structure locked in near-perfect agreement. One voice stood apart from all of it, Uranus, nearly the exact opposite pole from everything else. Then we looked at the breath geometry, a completely different measurement, using planetary latitude instead of longitude, computed by an entirely separate part of the math. Only one planet in Einstein's entire chart sits above the ecliptic plane. It's Uranus. Two independent measurements, using two different coordinates, both singled out the same single planet as the one that stands apart. That is not the kind of thing that happens by default, it's the kind of thing you check twice before you believe, and we did. Say what you actually know about Einstein, a man whose entire life's work was rigorous, load-bearing structure, general relativity is, among other things, an argument about how spacetime itself is built, held by someone who spent his later decades in genuine public disagreement with where his own field was heading. Structure at the center. One voice apart from the rest, refusing simple agreement. The instrument didn't know his name, it found that shape anyway. Jung, the depths, before it knew the man's whole career was about the depths. Conventional astrology's version first, Jung was a Leo sun. The standard keyword list, proud, commanding, natural leader, self-assured, powerful will. Also broadly generic, and notice it points the opposite direction from the man's real legacy. Leo copy leans on visible confidence and command, while Jung's actual contribution was a theory of the buried, invisible, unconscious layer beneath the confident surface. What the instrument said with no name attached, hub 3.554 37.3 percentile, breath 0.202 41.3 percentile, no formal counterline, the written reading synthesis, a still center, a loud clear mind, and a buried will that keeps every certainty honest. The instrument, before it knew anything else, singled out the moon, feeling as the single most deeply held faculty in the entire field, not intellect, not the public self. Failing buried at the deepest layer the instrument measures. This is a man who built an entire school of psychology on the premise that the unconscious, the buried, felt, non-rational layer of a person is the true engine of the self. The instrument arrived at that same claim from 10 planetary positions and nothing else. The breath chart adds the honest, undramatic footnote, Jung's field has the lowest net lift of the three, split almost exactly evenly, five planets above the plane, five below, no dominant direction. That maps cleanly onto his own reading's language, a still point, a field with no strong outward thrust, structure without force. Where this one is weaker, said plainly. Jung is the least dramatic of the three charts, and we're not going to bury that. His hub sits at the 37th percentile below average coherence, not a standout number. His breath is also below average, unremarkable lift. Compare that to Einstein and Lincoln, both clearly above the middle of the distribution on both scores. Jung's real hit here is narrow and specific, one faculty singled out correctly. That's genuinely worth noting, but it's one good call inside an otherwise ordinary chart. Say it straight, this is our weakest of the three fits, and it's still included because a fair report shows the soft hit next to the strong ones, not just the strong ones. Lincoln, the feeling that carried the whole field and sits highest off the plane. Conventional astrology's version first. Lincoln was an Aquarius sun. The standard keyword list, independent, intellectual, humanitarian, visionary, detached, forward-thinking. This one is closer than the other two. Aquarius copy does gesture at humanitarian and visionary, which fits, but it's still built from one bucket a twelfth of humanity shares, and it says nothing specific about feeling as the load-bearing, dominant faculty underneath a composed public self. Detached is, if anything, the opposite of what the real geometry found. What the instrument said with no name attached, hub 5.638, 72.8 percentile, breath 0.297, 69.2 percentile, moon alignment, 1 the instrument's absolute maximum, the written reading synthesis, a gathered field with a quiet, unreadable center building from a depth it does not show. The instrument found the moon, feeling, sitting at the literal ceiling of what the alignment score can register, not a quiet undertone. The lid voice in perfect phase with self and mind. The breath chart, again a separate calculation. The moon carries the single highest latitude of any body in Lincoln's entire chart. The chart with the most lopsided, most dominant lift of the three we ran, and the planet driving that lift the hardest, is the same one the written reading already called out as maximally aligned by a completely different piece of math. What we actually know about Lincoln, a man whose private letters and first-hand accounts from those closest to him describe a deep, often melancholic emotional interior, carried underneath a composed architectural public style, the man who held the Union together by force of deliberate construction, while privately, famously grieving hard and often, feeling leading everything from underneath a calm surface. The instrument named that before any of us told it who he was. Why this is worth taking seriously, and exactly how far. We are not going to soften this into a maybe, and we're also not going to pretend all three are equally strong. Three separate people, three separate charts, three separate synthesis passages generated by the instrument with zero biographical context, and three times the single sentence it produced pointed at the real, defining fact of that person's life. Einstein's structure and disagreement, Jung's depths, Lincoln's buried feeling. Two of those three, Einstein and Lincoln, came wrapped in unusually strong, above-average charts. Jung's came from an ordinary, below-average chart carrying one specific, correct call. Different strength, same direction, we're naming both. Here is the honest boundary around that claim, stated with the same directness. We chose these three people, we are the ones judging the fit. Three hits, self-selected, is a genuinely strong first showing. It is not yet a measured, blinded hit rate, and we won't call it one before it's earned that. The strongest piece of evidence in this whole piece isn't any single fit, it's that in two of the three charts, two independently computed parts of the same instrument, using different math, longitude-based alignment and latitude-based breath, landed on the exact same planet as the significant one. That kind of internal agreement is much harder to produce by chance than a single flattering sentence is. This instrument is null for prediction, null for diagnosis, and it does not claim to know what will happen to anyone. What it does claim, and what these three charts back up plainly, is that the shape of a birth sky, read as 10 interfering waves, can land on language that fits a real, documented human life closely enough to be worth your attention. We'll keep running more people and we'll report it exactly this way each time, what the geometry said, what the life actually shows, and where the line between the two sits.